You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. I'm good. I don't know if you are, but I'm good. My mic is great. It's sounding lovely.
Good.
My mic is sounding lovely.
I'm excited for you.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
Yours doesn't seem like, because I think you're talking too low.
This is as loud as I can go today.
No, you got to go a little louder. People aren't into...
Listen, just go. You're the only one that's going to talk, so just talk.
What do you mean I'm the only one who's going to talk?
Just come on. I'm sure you have a lot of amazing things to say.
I don't have anything really amazing this week. I just got back from Maine. I did clubs, small clubs, and one little, I don't know if it was a theater type. Yeah, it was an old theater, small, and every crowd was great up in Maine. It was so much fun. Comics came in. I gave some comics, new comics, some guest spots. You know, it was just a lot of fun working up in Maine. I've never been there before. Very, very white. I gotta say that though. Very white. I mean, it was snowing. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, listen. We have a lot to talk about.
Do we?
But nothing to talk about. Yeah, I think we're going to go over some of our shows tonight. Today. We haven't done that in a while.
What shows?
That we've been watching in our opinions.
Oh, The Americans. Rich is in love with The Americans this season. He calls them The Russians, though. Mm-hmm. He says, let's watch The Russians.
But it's The Americans. It's the final season. It is a good season.
The title is, in fact, ironic. What?
What do you mean?
Because they're not Americans.
I know.
Russians.
It is a good season. Last season wasn't that good. This season, good. And last night when Carrie Russell's character had sex with that young kid, mm-hmm.
Oh, please. Back up.
What?
Back up. No. And go around.
Well, I'm not going to say.
What you're about to do. Go
no,
around.
No, no, I'm just saying.
I know where you're going.
Stop. No, I'm not going to say what we
Stop.
Got into.
Stop.
I'm saying
Please.
It was very exciting.
Begging you.
All right. It was very exciting. But she's showing so many different sides of her character in this season.
She's playing a complicated character this season.
Is that what they said in the article?
I didn't read it.
I thought you said there was an article about it.
This is what I said. I said, I'm not going to tell you this because I only read the headline, and then later you'll bring it up on the podcast that you read the article. I didn't read the article. I only read the headline.
What was the headline?
Something about how Carrie Russell is playing the most complicated woman on television right now. Something like that.
It's very complicated. She's going from...
And so I said that to you during watching The Americans.
But you saw her transformation from a full blown out killer to somebody with a little compassion now. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
She only has compassion because she's seen that her people have lied to her.
Yes.
It's still very
No, she had compassion before she found that out when she didn't kill that kid or kill the other guy.
Yeah, but earlier in the season in the I'm series she wouldn't have killed those people either. She wasn't like a She only became like a...
No, she killed people in the greenhouse.
She did, but I'm saying like she didn't have a lust for killing.
All right, so let's wrap this up.
A 4-minute
podcast.
Yeah, if you haven't seen The Americans, like what
I know.
What are you
So we'll move
to?
On. Westworld, come on. What are they trying to do?
Doesn't make you think about what if... everyone on the planet just popped down yesterday and all our memories and stuff were implanted. So you think you've had a life, but you just got here yesterday.
Yeah, I've had CAT scans, so I would see the computers in my...
It's just a memory of having a CAT scan. It's not real.
I was there.
You think you were there because that memory has been implanted in you.
Oh,
but so, really, yesterday you were in a warehouse.
Oh, so my whole life is in one day?
Your whole life just started this morning, but your memories are implanted. So you think you had a last night. You think you had...
I broke my arm a couple times.
You think you did. Those are just memories that are implanted in you.
Nope. I felt the pain. I cried.
You think you felt the pain.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's like, that's what they're asking all the time is like, how, like, are we all just robots?
That's not what they're asking. The whole show,
like, they're
about-
saying, because the robots are like, no, I have choice. I have real feelings and thoughts. That's what we do all day long.
Yeah, but those
I'm a person. But I really am.
But that's implanted in their minds that they think they have real feelings.
Well, what if it's implanted in your mind? What's the difference?
I have no feelings.
Well, they forgot to do that part.
I have none.
See,
you know?
You're disconnected. Why do you think you're disconnected? Maybe it's because you just started yesterday.
No, I mean, I see, you know, my daughter, you could tell her something, she could cry at the drop of a hat. Boom. A kid can just automatically cry.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you lose.
Their emotions are so right there on the surface.
When do you become numb to those emotions? I remember or remember.
Well, in your case, when you were molested.
I was never molested. I wasn't a good looking kid. Oh, how horrible is that show we're watching?
Oh.
It's so unfucking comfortable and you get so mad. What's the name of it?
Patrick Melrose.
Unbelievable. How fucking good he is in that. He's...
What's the name of it? Like,
you know how...
This is like our talk show. If we had a talk show, you'd be like... You'd be talking to the guests and then just always be like, what's the name of that? What's the... You're always doing that to me.
Patrick Melrose.
Like, you get so mad when we're watching TV. You'll be like, who's this? Is she famous? Who's this? Who's this? You always say that. Is she famous?
Yeah, because she looks familiar.
I know. Suddenly I've got to like work my
well,
buns off.
You read all those stupid fucking magazines.
Do I?
Yes.
When's the last time you've ever seen me read one of those magazines?
The other day when we were at the supermarket standing online.
No.
Yep.
Nope. That's a false memory that's been implanted in you.
Well, you go
happening.
Online and read gossip online.
No, I don't.
You do.
I will click on a Vulture article once in a while.
What's that?
About Bill Burr. No, he has one today.
Vulture? What's that? Is that a website?
See, yeah. How are you always online and you know like, what are you doing on there?
Just reading the headlines.
Is it just porn 100%?
I never do porn.
But when you read the headlines, when you go, oh, that's from Vulture. Like, you don't want to just read any headline because you got to be like,
no,
oh,
the headlines.
That's from this. This is not a reputable
no,
source.
No, I go to MSN. It's reputable.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, other people post stuff. It's not just
who?
Like, when you're on your Twitter feed.
What about it? What I don't get.
Don't really. People post news?
Yeah, sometimes
they're
I
talking
read them.
About the news.
Sometimes I'll read those articles or click in.
Well, then you got to click and you got to see where that article is stemming from.
Yeah, I know.
You just gonna believe like Ohio Post? I mean,
no.
New York Times.
Yeah, but even that could be fake. They could be using a fake name. If it's fake, it's fake. If it's real, you can tell if it's real.
Well, I mean, there's some contextual clues that you can use. Like if it's a fucking guy with a blue check, you know, that's in the news.
A guy with a blue.
You don't know the blue
check?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Verified. I got you. Oh, no, you were verified. I didn't get you verified.
Dude.
What?
Like, but even the fact that that was something you had to fucking run. That was your first thought on
yes.
This whole thing that I'm saying to you.
Yes.
I got you verified.
Well, because you were saying I didn't know what a blue check was.
No, I said somebody with a blue check and you said what? And I said, oh, you don't know. And then
got you into Twitter. You know I got you into Twitter. I was doing Twitter. I mean, you are advanced at it. You became, you know, really obsessed and...
Oh,
you know,
did I become obsessed?
Yes, you lean over on the side of your bed at the end of the night. Just sitting there.
I'm doing a crossword. I'm doing crosswords. Oh, my God. I'm... not saying that I'm not into Twitter. I do check it all the time, but I only post maybe like once every couple of days.
I threw out those fake Viagras.
I had to like force myself to put stuff on.
I threw out those fake Viagras.
You know what? When you lead someone into a conversation, I love it. You just, once their head is turned slightly talking about their own thing, boom. Hit to the back of the head with a Rich Voss.
I threw him out of
back
my...
Back to me. I threw back him out to
my,
me.
I threw him out of my doctor's office, so I hope...
I'm a real person. I have thoughts and
maybe
feelings.
Maybe not. That maybe it just came yesterday. You might not be real, so relax.
That's my joke.
You just said
I'm
it.
Saying it. Yes, I know. I was saying it because of that.
Anyhow.
Oh, my God. Does any of this make sense to anyone else? Does it make sense to you?
Does what make sense? This podcast? No, it doesn't. It's just ridiculous. It's stupid. It's just fucking dumb. We have nothing to say.
Sometimes you sound like Bob DeBono doing an impression of you.
It's just
like
dumb.
If I close my eyes, I think it's Bob DeBono. And it's like so funny because it's really you saying it, but it's like when you close your eyes and think of it as Bob DeBono saying it, it's so funny. Okay, go. Just say anything.
It's stupid. It's really a dumb podcast. This is dumb. Stupid. That's it. What else you want me to say? He doesn't do me that well. Ugh. Everybody thinks, oh, he does me. He, what big deal.
This is so meta now. My eyes are closed. I'm still thinking it's Bob DeBono.
You better not close your eyes too long because I'll sneak out.
Ooh. I'll put Bob DeBono there. Close my eyes. I won't know the difference.
We got some big shows coming up. Me and Bobby are doing Westbury Music.
Call Bob DeBono right now to do an impression of you for the people.
Let me see if I have his number.
I do.
Oh, why?
I sometimes get him when you're on the road. I'll call him and be like, I can't get a hold of Rich. Can you just say goodnight to me?
Really?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, you don't, Bonnie.
Hold on. DeBono here.
Should we call him at the same time as he?
No.
Who he answers?
Hold on, folks. No one even Bob DeBono. They're going.
No, he does impressions. He's very good. He does very good Trump. He's doing Trump somewhere.
As soon as I can. Thanks.
See, he's doing an impression there of someone healthy.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
It's Voss, VOS. You know the drill.
You know how messages work. You call the person back. Yes.
I hate that whole thing. Are you available to Regatta next week? Joe Cole is sick and had to drop out.
Do you want to do your emails on this one or wait for the Patreon one?
What are you talking about?
You're just going to read your emails? Do you know where you are right now?
Yeah.
You're on a podcast.
I don't get that. If I don't get that, who gets that?
Well, what, you're just reading your emails.
Oh.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You seem like you didn't know what was going on.
I know exactly what's going on. I was just thinking, if I hand me my calendar, I want to see something.
No, you don't need to do it. See, you need to work.
Yes,
because
he's yes, they're trying to call back. I mean, they need to know something real quick.
Then pause the podcast.
No.
Pause it.
This is behind. This
pause
is.
Pause it.
This is. I'm.
Pause
I'm
it.
Dropping the fourth
pause
wall.
It.
Is that what they say? All right. Let's talk about the roast. We're really pushing on this, folks. We a lot of work.
By the way, I think we just saw a breakthrough.
What's that?
For you.
What did I do?
You didn't go ahead and do the thing you wanted to do.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Get my calendar?
Do you have? I mean, honestly, sometimes I'm like, does he have Alzheimer's? Am I just being mean to a person who's like sliding downhill at a rapid pace? But there are times when I'm like, this
what?
Whole thing, I don't know what, like... Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
You never seem to know what's going on anymore.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Do you know what's going on?
Yes.
What's going on?
Where? On the podcast? I'm just, listen.
We got to call Dr. Steve. I got to call Dr. Steve privately on you and be like, okay. It's hard to tell because he's always been kind of a fucking asshole and an idiot.
Who?
So now that you're being an asshole and an idiot, I don't know why I'm attributing it to Alzheimer's or some kind of brain malfunction from old age.
Oh, I just got Atlantic City, 5/27.
That's this
Sunday,
weekend.
That's Sunday through Thursday.
Oh.
And then the Friday, I do Westbury Music Fair.
Yes. Yes. You, Rich, way to go.
What?
This is what every time Rich gets a booking, this is what we do. Woohoo! Richard!
What?
Got a booking. Come on up. Come on up. Sunday, Rain and I are going rock climbing. Okay. You're just going to... I don't know what to do.
I'm done now. Let's go. Let's go.
I just
had to send out this email. It was important. It was important.
Okay, but is it? Couldn't wait 15
minutes?
No,
because someone dropped out of a gig and they asked if I could do it Sunday through Thursday in Atlantic City, which will be great because then you guys should come down a day or two.
No, I'm not coming down.
You and Raina?
No.
To hang at the Brigada.
Why would I take her out of school for 2 days?
Oh, good idea. Good point. You're right. Why would you do that? There would be no reason for that.
Zero.
Zilch.
Zippa, 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 zippo.
Zippa, zippa,
but
zippa.
Really, no, this is an issue that you have. This is a problem. What? This is because you're doing something important. This is important. And the people you're talking to are important.
No. Not really that important. They're just, you know.
Oh, it's just something to pass the time?
Yeah.
No.
That's what they're listening. They're killing time. Do you think they're listening and learning or listening and going, oh my God, this is going to help my life? That's the same as learning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're listening for entertainment.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing. But you're the entertainer. You're the entertainer. And if you're like, you can't just be on stage and be like, oh, fuck you guys. Like, what are you doing that's so important?
Alexa, sing I Am the Entertainer.
Here's a sample of I Am an Entertainer by Max Boyce.
Good to do some work for things like Christian Aid. But of all the concerts that I've done...
Alexa, stop.
What the fuck?
By Billy Joel. Alexa. Billy Joel, The Entertainer.
The Entertainer by Billy Joel.
Oh my God.
There you go. There's some entertainment now I'm giving to people.
Yeah, I hope it's like...
Won your hearts, but I know the game. You forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts.
Ooh. Okay, thank you.
I'm the entertainer, and I've had to pay my price. Things I did not know at first.
Stop looking at me like that, Alexa. Stop. Come on.
That's a good song.
I'm not a big. Really. It honestly, it sounded like childish. I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. You're the creepy audience, and I'm just a man.
I mean,
you're basically saying to the audience, like, whatever, you're not doing anything.
No.
It's
bizarre. What I hope is when we're at...
What are you doing that's so great? Is that what you say when you're on stage?
Yeah.
When a joke doesn't work, what are you doing that's so fucking great?
No, I say on stage. I even open with, I'm not here to fill your emptiness. I'm done with that.
Well, I can't imagine why the shows are only 3/4 full.
I when Bobby and I do Westbury Music Fair, June 1st,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping Billy Joel comes and comes backstage. I'd like to meet him.
Mm.
So if anybody knows Billy Joel, tell him we'll get him free tickets. We're at Westbury Music Fair, June 1st, Bobby Kelly and myself.
And Bennington.
No, not that one. Bennington's not on that one.
Okay, calm down. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'm your wife. You married me because you loved me. So if someone like me makes a mistake, you think you're just going to fucking lash out?
Raina was so funny last night. Raina goes, "You married Bonnie?" I go, "Yeah, by accident." And she started cracking up. She goes, "How do you do it by accident?" Raina has a good sense of humor.
You know what the thing is, though, is that she played you because when she was supposed to be asleep and you started having a conversation with her, of course she laughs and stuff. That's when you get the best laughs, is when the lights are out and she's supposed to be sleeping. She compliments, just anything to keep you in the room. Yeah, so I'm just saying. Well, I've had it happen to me, too.
I caught her at the end of the day when... You know, she let down her walls and she knows, you know.
I know, because her butt was in the air, her head was in the pillow, and she was like, "Ah, how do you do it by accident?" I saw you turn around. Ooh. I was like, oh, she got him.
Well.
She's reeling him in.
She's slick.
She's slick, all right. Yeah, when she wants something. Here you go, mother.
She's got to start using her tennis racket. My tennis racket's too big. We've been playing some tennis, Bonnie and I. One they did over the courts. Did they just paint them?
I think they redid them. No, like they took out the.
Oh, the cracks and stuff.
I think they like redid the whole floor, whatever you call it, the
court.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they just put a layer.
Because I remember.
Well, anyhow, so we've been playing tennis, and we're at another level this year. How, right?
Don't you think it's because of the court?
Yes.
Oh.
When we were playing at those other courts with the big cracks,
we went
to these other courts in town.
Yeah, we weren't as good.
These cracks were gigantic.
Yeah.
We thought we were going to fall in.
The ball would hit them and go Willy Wonka.
The ball would go Willy Wonka?
I need some chocolate.
So we play on these courts at our townhouse, and they're nice. And Bonnie and I are having some volleys that are fucking epic, man. Don Wicklund wrote back to us in the car, "I will send a signal again, and we'll love to hear about the roast."
Yeah.
So when you're in the car, you text him. And
I don't have his simius thing. I don't have it.
His what?
His info?
Oh, that's all he needs is your number.
Hi, Don. It's Bon.
How do I forward this to you? Oh, I'll do it later.
People don't want to hear. Honestly.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you just asked. That's what made me think that you didn't know how.
I have anxiety today. You know why?
Oh, why? Because you're living? Because you're upright?
No, I have an overload today. Some days you have an overload.
What was the overload?
Huh?
What was the overload?
Just a lot. You know. Just a lot. Work and,
Is it trying to do a podcast while also texting and emailing on your phone?
No, I'm multitasking, okay? I just sent you Don Wicklund's info.
I don't want to point out that you have bloodied my face for this exact behavior.
A new notification from Bobby.
You've kicked me in the cunt for doing this sort of thing.
There will be no talking that way. Neighbors, listen to this. I was driving down the street yesterday.
When we were playing tennis, I said cunt real loud, and then I was like, ooh.
We were driving down the street yesterday, and I saw the blonde Russian girl walking.
Eva?
Yeah. And I was going to pull over and stop, see if she needed a ride, but I think she was just walking for exercise. And it would have been creepy. Don't you think that would have been creepy? Huh? Well, if I pull over and go, "Hey, where are you going?" Would that be creepy? What are you staring at me for?
Because sometimes it's hard for me to know.
What?
What the reality is with you and your brain.
I'm playing
Yeah, like that. Like if you just like somebody's like a woman's jogging, you just drive up next to her and you're like, "Hey, you need a ride?" clearly jogging, got their headphones in.
I'm playing in the.
Hey, what happened? Your car break down? Here, get in.
A couple things that came up. I'm going to play in the Larry Holmes Celebrity Golf Tournament in Easton, Pennsylvania in July. I think it's July 9th. And I get a hotel. They wanted me. They want you to come the day before, which I'm not going to because I can't, to sign autographs as a, you know, for the little kids. But they don't know who I am. It's athletes, you know. Mm-hmm. Those golf tournaments are mainly athletes.
If little kids did know who you were, that would be...
creepy.
Yeah, you'd have to arrest the parents.
So... you know, that's for those golf celebrity golf tournaments are mostly athletes, but you know, I'm going in as a comic, obviously celebrity.
are you going in? What are you going in as?
Comic.
Oh, comedian. Oh, you do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You're not going in as a professional golfer?
No, no,
no. Do they have professional golfers in the golf tournament?
Not these.
No.
They might have a retired golfer.
Did they ask you if you wanted to go in as a hockey player? Would you like to go in as a hockey player?
Yeah. So.
You're so dumb. And you said it with such sincerity. I'm doing the golf tournament. I'm going in as a comedian. And really? Wow. Isn't that fascinating?
And also, so that's, I think, July
9th. That's somebody who's insecure with their fame. That you still feel the need to tell people on your podcast. Well, we're listening to you on the podcast what you do.
I'll tell you the exact date.
I'm Rich Voss. I'm going to go on stage from now on and just let people know right away I'm a comedian. Hi, I am a comedian, so no need to worry. I'm coming into this as a comedian. So, good. Yeah. Once you get on stage, you should tell them that. I tell them every 10 minutes.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days.
You figuring out the money?
At the Brigada.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 20-minute sets.
Wonderful. I couldn't think of anything better.
Really?
How amazing. 20 minutes? The other night I did a show that was so goddamn ridiculous. It was at Parks Casino.
Oh, go over that.
Oh, my God.
Go over from beginning
First
to end.
First of all, let me just say, everyone involved was lovely.
They were not.
Well... a good friend of mine got me the gig. She emailed me and was like, hey, they want you. She claims that they asked for me.
Well, they wanted me, so they were probably thinking if you did it, I would do it.
You think that what that whole speech at the end was about was just to tell you? Okay, so here's what happened. So I get that. So they ask me. So I get in touch with the guy. He's... you know, long-winded. You can tell even just from the emails, which is, you know, you see it coming. Closer to the date, you're going to start getting... Anyway, he calls me at some point and says, it's a fundraiser or something, or they're doing something with the radio station, and it's going to be first responders night. And he said, so I don't know if you do political material, but I don't know if it would be the best to do. It's going to be like a lot of Trump supporters. And I was like, it's fine. Like, you know, what am I going to fucking wear my Hillary shirt, you know? And he asked me who my opener was. So Karen Feehan. But when we got there, he'd, I guess, accidentally booked another opening act.
But he said, bring an opener.
He did. And he even told me like that I could pay her, like he could pay me and I could pay her, or he could pay her in a separate check or whatever. So there was like a discussion about it. Anyway, I get there. There's no like, it's a weird room. It's in a bar and they have a like a, you know, temporary stage set up right in front of the bar, you know, and it's like it's one of those bars that's like in the middle of a casino.
Yes.
And so they've just taken.
Well, it's not in the middle, it's on the outskirts right there.
It's, yes. There's okay, no, but there's no walls yeah. to this bar.
No,
you know,
I get
there's
it.
Just cage kind
they
of
used
stuff
to have a
around
comedy
it.
Club at the Sands like that.
And then they just.
No, not the Sands.
They just pulled a curtain all the way around it.
Yeah.
And
you can hear everything.
You can hear everything. And they've set up just chairs, no tables. It's just like set up in like an assembly style. And I was like, oh God, you know. Then I said, is there a green room or something? So some guy takes Karen and I to this back room, which is when I open the door, I come out like onto this huge stage, which I didn't realize. Above the bar is a huge stage that goes all the way. So, because I wanted to get a drink, I had to walk over and like, so right in front of the bar, you know, like an orchestra pit?
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of the huge stage, the orchestra pit is basically a bar. And then when you're down in the main level, you could just walk up to the bar. So,
wait, the stage is above the bar?
Yes.
You're looking down on the bar.
Yes, you're looking into the bar. I'm not kidding, because I went to order a drink. I had to walk across the stage, and I'd be like, hey, I go, this is weird, so I don't know. I'm just in that back room.
Wait, so the bar is the front row?
No, the curve is going the other way. Oh, but the thing is that we're not on that stage.
Oh.
Yes, the bar is the front row, basically, but I guess because the...
So they put a stage in front of the bar, too. So now there's two stages in the room.
Yes, but they're not using the big...
stage.
Stage behind, that's on top of the bar, basically. Instead, it's just right in front.
That's for high divers.
It's weird. Like, I guess they have a band. They have bands go on, you know, and then you're bartending in front of the band, and people are dancing. So all the chairs were on the dance floor, you know. And anyway, I hear the show start. And I look at Karen, I'm like, okay. So some guy goes on and starts the show. I guess he's a radio guy. Then brings on who I think is the MC. It's the guy that I've been talking to via email and on the phone, but I never met him yet.
I met him once.
And so he goes on. He does like 20, 30 minutes. I'm not kidding. Yeah, he did a long time. He introduced everyone in the room. The waitress... the bartender, waited for applause and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you can't do 20 minutes of that or 30 minutes.
He talked to everyone in the audience. He did some bits. And then he said, I'm just your warm up. Now I'm going to bring up your MC. I swear to God. Then this guy, it's Joe Conklin's comedy night or whatever.
Was it Joe Conklin, the MC?
So Joe Conklin's the MC.
I don't know. I know he's a Philly guitar act.
He had no guitar. He just went on.
But he used to be, I think, a guitar.
He was kind, you know, whatever.
He's a radio personality in Philly forever. But I don't know if I ever met him. I knew back in the day he did play guitar, I think. But go ahead.
Well, so then the other guy who's just the warm-up, who is running the event, comes up to me and says, hey, so there's this other girl that's, you know, going on. She's from out of town. He tried to make her sound like she was like, she's from LA. You know, I was like,
Louisiana?
And he goes, she's from LA and she's here and she has family here or whatever. And I go, okay. He goes, so then he goes, so Karen's going up next. I go, why don't you put the girl up next? And then Karen, I go, because the reason I bring her is my opener so that I follow her. You know, that's sets it up nice for me or whatever. And I wasn't being a dick about it. I just was like, hey, why don't you put the girl up first? I wasn't like, do you mind if you put the girl up first either? But I wasn't like, I just was like, hey, why don't you put the girl I don't know up first? And Karen goes next because I want to follow Karen. And he goes, oh my God, I heard this about you. Oh, fine. Okay. And then he kept coming back. Like,
I heard this about you, that you're a cunt.
I guess that basically I'm a cunt. I looked at him like.
Who do you hear from? Probably everybody.
You know, he was doing that like really passive, like I'm joking, but. Being like trying to be stinging, which it was kind of stinging because I was like, wait, what happened? And then he said it like, oh, so you want her to go first? The other girl? Oh, the girl from LA to go first? And you want Karen to go, let me just get this straight. Like he kept doing it.
Yeah.
He left at one point and I go to Karen. I go, did that go bad really quickly? What happened? And he came back in, like from, he kept leaving the curtain and coming back. And he came back in through the curtain. I thought he heard me say that and was going to say something. He goes, so Karen's going second? Like that again. I was like, I go, yes, thank you. He goes, I just want to make sure I get it right. Bonnie McFarlane's telling me what to do. You know, he's being all like that. It was so weird. And I just kept being like, okay, thank you. Like, so then I didn't realize there was still so many people to go up. So the girl from LA goes up and she's totally fine.
No, she had a stink.
No, she was totally fine.
Come on.
It wasn't like, it was a lose-lose situation. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't.
Was she good looking?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll give her that.
Give her that. She has some, I mean, God forbid I see someone up there who's ugly and not funny. You know what I mean? I won't stand for it. So then, but she never came over to say hi, which I thought was weird too. Like, wouldn't you be like,
yes,
hey, thanks for putting me on your show.
The openers in Maine were all over me. You know,
no, girls work in a different way. It's like,
because, and they sat and watched and they go, it was amazing. Because the second show, I did all crowd work and they couldn't believe that somebody could. People come up and going, how did you do that about my friend? Know that he was that kind of person,
right?
You know, just from crowd work and reading.
Well, you're
stuff.
You're really good at it,
but I did like, I
they should
whatever.
Watch you. That
so
is,
go ahead. So go ahead.
No, so then, so she never came by, and then Karen went on, and Karen did great, because Karen's hilarious, and Karen's like a genuinely funny person.
Yeah.
Like, she just gets comedy, and she's so easy to work with. She's, nothing ever rattles her. She's the perfect opener. So then, like, three more people after her went on. Before me, and the show had to be done at 10, so now it's like I think Karen got off at 9:24, and there were still three people to go on before me.
After Karen, three more.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Two people from a radio station went up, and this is also, by the way, Joe Conklin went up again, the MC, and so did the warm up guy. Went on it one more time too. I don't know why. Like it confused. It was just. I've never seen a show quite run like that before. I there was a Trump impersonator at some point. So I go to the guy, I go, am I supposed to be off at 10? And like, I didn't really care, but now it's getting down to like where I'm going to be doing like 10 minutes. He goes, oh, we might let you go a little longer. Oh, wow. Well, I go, no, it's fine. I just needed to know. And so anyway, I went up like, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 minutes tops. Not long. And
there was one responder from the first.
There was one responder, which I was saying, like, thank God you're here. Otherwise, this whole thing would have been a failure. You know, whatever. Just fucking around. And I said, give it up for my openers. I believe there was 47 of them, you know, something like that. So then two things happened after the show. The girl from LA who went on first, she goes, hi, Bonnie. I was one of your openers. Like, she said it like, and I was like, you were one of my openers. Like, why are you putting quotations around it? Like,
and wasn't the bartender cleaning up while you were
there? Oh, the bartender cleaned up the whole time, like was setting huge stacks of glassware right behind. And so I got a lot of mileage out of that, but he never quit. He never stopped cleaning up. Like, even when I was like,
do you have any idea how I would have trashed these fucking people?
I mean, I was trashing them, but not really. But then the guy from the radio station went back on stage after me. Not Joe Conklin, the other radio station guy that was doing the first responder bit. And he goes, oh, I guess it was a failure.
Yes. Yes. One person showed up.
He was like,
yes, they were probably responding
like
somewhere.
At me. And well, because the guy I was asking, and then I said he was lying because he just wanted to get the $10
slot play.
And, but it was, it was funny. And, so then the guy goes, oh, it was a failure or whatever. Like, he's mad that I said
yes.
that.
Yes.
And then he goes, how about anyone who says they're a first responder? We'll give them the $10 of play or whatever.
Well, that's just to get them out there and gamble.
What so it's not, I mean, whatever. They still, you know, they got the gambling thing if they wanted it. But it was like, you're taking offense to that? Like, I've got to go on after all these people.
Well, why
in a bad situation. And it was like, but honestly, it was like these guys were like acting like,
didn't the guy
and
question?
And the girl, too. Like, we're at, like, it was like a weirdly competitive thing where it was like,
didn't they question your intro?
Then the radio guy, not Joe Conklin, the other radio guy goes, you have an HBO special coming out? And I go, I don't know why you said coming out. It's just, I do have an HBO special. And then he was like, oh, because he said it was coming out. You had one coming out. And I go, I know. I didn't tell him to say that. I don't know why he said that. Like, he was like,
why are you nice to these fucking idiots?
I'm just trying to get out of there. I'm just trying to get my check.
Yeah,
because also, the thing that you don't know is, like, you think, this is how I'd handle it. It is different. Like, there is something about either just me, my personality, that turns people so quickly, quicker than you. Or it has to do with this personality being in this female
No, it's
carcass, because there's no possible way I could say the things that you say and people wouldn't be like, lose. Like, all I said to the guy was like, Karen's going to go up before me. Because I even went to him and I was like, you told me to bring an opener, right? And he goes, yeah, that like this was later. He goes, yeah, I mean, and then I booked this girl and I'd forgotten I told you. So he copped to that. He double booked it. But I was like, why was he getting so mad about that? Right? Like, yeah. I first of all, I even just like the way that like I see you, the way that they like when you come to a club and I'm with you, that people just, oh, hi, Rich. Trust me when I say, when I go to a club, nobody knows that it's me, even though it's a, like, they might not recognize me, but even though it's like weird to me that I would walk in somewhere by myself with a backpack on my back, you know what I mean? And looking around at like,
I've gone to clubs
and people don't know that I'm, they're like, can you get out? And they're like, there is a female comedian. Wouldn't you at least be like, huh? This seems like there's not too many fucking backpackers wandering backstage.
You go to comedy clubs or whatever. People that work the door, but they're fucking idiots. Like, I could be standing next to my poster and they'll go, who the fuck are you? They're just dumb. They're kids.
When we went to that club in Philly, remember you were with me and I was the headliner and then everyone just was like, Rich Voss. And you were like, you even said, you know she's the headliner, right? And they're like, yeah.
In Philly? When do we do what? A Helium?
Yes, at Helium.
Oh. Well, I have a large presence in Philly.
I know, but I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying there is a difference.
Yes. Which,
so I can't just walk around like, I fucking pulled a poster off the wall at that club in Philly once as a joke, and I've never been able to overcome that. Because you were the only one on the poster, remember? And I was like, fuck that shit. And I pulled it off. And then you go, stop it. And you put it back on. And I go, fuck it. And I pulled it off again. And there was no even, it was before an audience showed up. It was just you and I in the fucking hallway. But the manager saw it and then called. And it went through all these different chains of people till it came back to my manager, who called me and said, I heard you were acting crazy running around tearing posters off the wall. And I was like, oh my God. Like, put like that, it does sound absolutely insane. But really, I put two fingers behind the poster and went like that. And it came off the wall.
You got strong fingers, though. You do have strong fingers.
But she must have seen us both laughing.
Whatever. It's just, I don't let people...
Oh, like me and my husband are laughing about something privately. Let me get on and get that girl in trouble.
Well... I mean, comics, these young comics. Like, I worked in Maine. And on Friday, Gina Yashere, is that how you say her last name? From England came in. She was working right across the street at some, like, museum or something where they did, like, comedy for the first time. And she came over and did a spot in front of me. And then I went up after it. And I just... went after, I thought she left, but she watched the whole set and I watched her set, obviously. She was really funny, but it was a great surprise to have another headliner stop in. But all the young comics there, all sat and watched or came to the shows or did whatever, you know, and they have respect. Somebody said, like that girl from fucking LA should have came up to you. Hey, it's a pleasure meeting with you. It's a pleasure working with you.
Well, just in terms like of business, I would have done that. Wouldn't you have done that?
If I was working, even still right now, with like a Robert Klein or somebody,
100%. I would be,
holy shit, thank you for letting me do this.
100%.
Even though I'm funnier. But thank you. No. I mean, I'm a legend. No, but Robert Klein, I'm using his example. The guy has 9 HBO specials. How would you not go up to somebody like that, you know?
Well, that's what I mean. Like that girl, it felt like a little bit like, I'm your opener. Like, well, we're not in competition at all. You're practically an open micer and I'm a justified national headliner. So,
Like, or at least East Coast.
I mean, in casinos all around the country, not the big rooms, the inside by the penny slots. I am.
Well, I don't know. Maine wasn't packed. It wasn't dead. It was fun. I was up there and I go, what's going on? And it was graduation week. I go, in May? And then I fucking, you see people walking down the street with caps and gowns, but it was still fun. It wasn't a complete loss, you know. And the comics were, there was a host on my show, this big tall guy. He was so fucking funny, this guy, new guy. He looked like the guy that dragged the crippled guy through the woods in Game of Thrones. Just a big, so fucking funny. Really funny. Anyhow, listen, folks, we got to throw in a couple plugs.
What was that guy's name? Something Door.
Who?
Hodor.
Oh. Yeah.
Hold the door. Remember when you found out what it meant? I wonder how long those writers knew.
What did it mean?
Hodor.
Oh.
Remember that song.
Okay. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Please sign up. We're going to put up some really cool content soon. I'm working on, no, I got to work on it. Something that's really cool. And June 1st, Westbury Music Fair, myself and Bobby Kelly. And this Sunday through Thursday, I'll be at the Brigada, it looks like, in Atlantic City. And then June, I don't know if it was 17th or 16th, whatever. Look on my website, richvoss.com. Myself, Ron Bennington, and Florentine will be up in New York.
Oh, I forgot that guy.
So a lot of stuff coming up. Westbury Music Fair. Shoot, what?
At the end of the whole show, you know, when I was leaving, the guy stopped me and goes, hey, can you tell your friends at the Comedy Cellar and stuff to do this room? Like how good it is. It's like, you want me to, like, after this? After this experience? Yeah, you got to drive like an hour and a half. You get 10 minutes.
Do they feed you? Do you get free food?
No, nothing.
No food.
Nobody offered me a fucking thing. I went to the bar and got a drink, and I went to tip the guy, and he wouldn't take it. And that's the only kindness that I got.
No food. Fuck that. Dave asked me to do that gig, and I told him my price, but now even at my price, I won't do it. There you have it. I put my foot down. Anyhow, thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. You'll never get a podcast as diverse as this.
As diverse?
Yes, it's diverse. And we will discuss next week other major topics. Westbury Music Fair, June 1st. Me, Bennington, Florentine. It's on my website, June, I think, 16th or 17th. This Sunday through Thursday, Brigada. Have a lovely day. Goodbye. I'm out.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.